T'es sûr?
Et juste plus.
Non.
You test the art of Junpei Hei. Ich muss deine Hand nicht beschließen.
Morning, Shos. We have an interesting topic to discuss, which I would very much like to hear everybody's feedback, what they feel. It's a Chesh Mishpah topic, and like all things Chesh Mishpah, nothing is clear cut. It's definitely it's very fluid. There's Sfaras Lekan to Lekan. I'll present the Sfaras as much as I can, and other Rabbis, if anyone has highness or wants to add anything, I'm more than happy to have us out of here. So imagine somebody purchases a house. He buys a house, you know, he chains completes, the house is his, and the seller is still in the house for a couple of months until he gets his act together. And after a couple of months, the buyer phones up the seller when they plan to vacate the house. And the seller starts to hem and haw and says, you know, I mentioned to you that I was in a chain and I don't really have where to go, and the chain fell through. So really I want to rescind the sale, I want to back out, and I want to stay in the house. So the buyer is obviously going to tell him, you know, are you crazy? We signed a contract, you have to honor the contract, and please get out of my house as soon as possible before I start charging your rent, you know, as much as I can. That would be the obvious response of any buyer. Yeah. So because you sold the house, I bought the house is not mine, please get out. And I understand, I'm aware, you're in a chain and don't really have where to go, so please find yourself somewhere else. So I would like to share with you a story. A true story that happened a few years ago about Petach Hamor. We learned this past Shabbos about Petach Hamor, the mitzvah of every single bechor, of a behemoth hayer you give as a carbon. And if it's a chamor, if it's a min behemoth mea chamor, you're paid the firstborn chamor with a zeh. This past week's parsha, we learned on Chol Moed Pesach as well. The story that happened roughly 10 years ago goes as follows. There was a Chashev Rav in Eretz Yisrael, in a small town called Elad, next to Bnei Brak, I believe. And I won't say his name, as you will soon find out why I don't want to say his name. But one thing I will tell you, he was one of Revolver's grandsons. So, definitely a very respected Rav of a shul in Eretz Yisrael. And he wanted, for Chol Moed Pesach, to make a bit of entertainment in the Kehillah, in the shul. So he decided he's going to do a Maimon Tinin Petach Hamor. How is he going to do that? He's going to buy a donkey, which is pregnant, and when the new donkey is going to be born, hopefully it'll be a zocher and all that. So, and he's going to bring some chalmoy into the shul, I'll bring a clay and make a whole my pidyon. Sounds very, very normal. Now, obviously, there's lots of factors that can have an effect on the kedusha of the chamor. If it has to be a zocher, it can be a cesarean, many halachas. So with this rav, he bought three female mothering donkeys, pregnant donkeys, hoping that at least one of them is going to be a proper bechor, And a few weeks later, the farmer phones him, yes, Baruch Hashem, one of the donkeys gave birth to a zocher, the first one, normal, everything, kaddish b'kedushas b'chayre, and he's very, very excited. He's already starting to plan his whole pidyon Petach Hamor, Chol Moed Pesach, and he sits down to learn the halachas, how to do it, the bracha and all that. And as he's learning, you're a dayah, shem simen shem chavalev, the halachas of pidyon Petach Hamor, one of the halachas toward the end of the simen is that if the owner of the mother is a Levi or a Kayin, same as a Kayin and a Levi do not have to be paid their own son. If they have a Chamar, they do not have to be paid the Chamar as well. Now, obviously, as we mentioned earlier, he's one of Revolzin's grandsons, and Revolzin was a Levi, and his grandsons are also Levium. And therefore, he realized that he just ruined this whole Petach Hamor, because he is a Levi, so he bought this Chamar. So he kind of disqualified the whole deal of the year. So he phones up the seller, the farmer, and he tells them, tire farmer, you can keep your chamor. It's not kaddish b'kedushas b'chayre. You can use it as regular fowl, and you can kind of go on ahead with your life. Apologies for ruining your chamor. Sounds pretty interesting. He said this over with a few talmidei chachamim, and a few talmidei chachamim wanted to say the following taina that says you only purchase the chamor because you want to do pidyon peter chamor. So, you know, everyone knows that Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael do not usually do pony rides, and they don't ride around Chamar. It's reserved for Mashiach, Ani Rechev al Chamar. That's why Eva was very obvious. You told him you're doing it for the Pidyon Petach Chamar. You bought three. You told him if he's going to be a Zachar, I want to do the Pidyon Petach Chamar. So therefore, maybe perhaps you could say it was a Mecca Toz Lemafreya. You never purchased this Chamar in first place. And therefore, the true owners of this chamar is going to be the seller, the farmer over here, and he's the true balance of the chamar. And really, the b'char is Kaddish Kedushas player. You're not allowed to work with it. You have to be paid it, you know. And you can go ahead with your pidyon petach chamar you want to do on Chol Moed Pesach in your shul. No, is this a valid tanya or not? How do we view this shaila from a halachic point, where someone makes a purchase, an erroneous purchase, based on certain terms, and then new information comes to light at a later point, and he wants to therefore not rescind the sale and mean to pull out. He was a mafreya that was never here in the first place, the mafreya was never held. What's the halacha in this case? So, a little background, going back to the Gemara here. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis says the following story. Ahu Gavra, the Zovenich say somebody sold his land, a daita le meisak la'arad Yisrael. He's planning on making aliyah, he's planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. Better now?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah.
So the Gemara over here says that there was a person who sold, Azov and Nixay, he sold his land, died to the mesa of the Arab Israel, he sold his land, Al-Das, he's going to make aliyah, going to move to Eretz Israel. Now the Gemara says, but isn't the Zavin at the time of sale, like Omar, he hasn't said why he's selling. The Gemara says, Omarava, Dvarim Shabalev, Enam, Enam, Dvarim, even though he hasn't managed to move away to make his aliyah, he cannot rescind sale on the property that he sold, because Dvarim Shabalev, Enam, Dvarim. And all the Rishayim in the Gemara Kedushin, Rashi, places everyone, our Medayik, Rava says, Dvarim Shabalev, Enam, Dvarim. It would seem to imply that if he mentioned at the time of sale that he's only selling his house over here in Manchester because he's moving away, he wants to move to Eretz Israel. Therefore, if for whatever reason he cannot move to Eretz Israel, he can rescind the sale and say, I only sold it al das that I'm going to move away, and because I for whatever new information that came to light, I cannot move away. The Rishayim explain this is called anan sadi. Usually, if you want to back out on a mechir, you have to make a tonight. You make a tonight. You know, I'm selling it to you on condition that this and this happens. If this and this does not happen, the mechir is not a mechir. The Rishayim and Mechadosh Shavir, there's something called anan sadi. We are so clear that you only sold it only on a certain pretense, only on a certain assumption that a certain thing will happen. It's as though he has made a tonight. So the Chiddush the Rishayim say over here, even though he did not explicitly speak out a t'nai, it is an implied t'nai, as though he said they will be a t'nai because it was so obvious that he was going ahead with the sale that he was doing, only al das that he's gonna move away, and for some whatever reason he hasn't managed to move away.
Even though you have exchanged a contract and there's nothing written in the contract about this potential.
So you're raising a very good point regarding exchange. So the legal exchange, hopefully, towards the end of this year, we'll be able to come back, you know, to the legal exchange. In the meantime, you know, on the Gemara said before the Gemara, in the Gemara time, there wasn't yet, legal exchange and all that. The TR1 wasn't yet being used. And therefore, hopefully, we'll have a lot of time to come back to this. It's a very valid point, perhaps to Mechila. But the Gemara says that if somebody sells something and it's very clear to the buyer and the seller why he is selling, it is as though he has made a t'nai. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, and Cheshimit was simply Reish Zion, he says also if somebody sells a field, al das he's going to move away, and he hasn't managed to move away, he can pull out from this sale over here. But Tosfos in Ksubis asks a question on this Gemara. Tosfos in Ksubis says, you just told me a big yisayit over here, that somebody sells something, and it's very clear on the basis why he is selling this item, this material. If so, whenever somebody buys a chamar, he buys a cow, and he will shech the cow, and he'll find that it's going to be a treifa, or the animal dies the following morning, he should be able to go back to the seller And he says, you know, I only bought the cow because I was planning to shecht it. I wanted some meat for yomtiv. You know, I opened up the cow and I find there's a hole in the lungs. It's going to be a very trefa. Therefore, I want to rescind on the sale. Please take back your carcass, this trefa cow. I'm giving back the money that I paid you yesterday for this parah. I told you that I want to buy meat lekoved, pesach lekoved, lekoved yomtiv. And you know, there's a hole in the lungs. Please take back the parah. Now, obviously, there's many rights from many gemaras. Tosfos brings down you cannot rescind a sale on these terms. You bought a cow, and unfortunately, you know, there is a risk element. There might be a hole in the lungs, and therefore you cannot back out. You cannot rescind on the purchase that you have done yesterday based on the fact that you found that animal is now over here trade. So Tosfos asked, what's the difference between the gemara in conclusion? By the person who sold his dechasim and died to the mesach, like the Arad Yisrael, we are over there, he can pull out from the mechira because new information has come to light. And all these other gemaras, lamash, if someone buys a cow, he finds out that it was trefa or it was dies, but he cannot back out from the purchase.
No financial loss.
Based on the fact that new information has come to light.
A financial loss by a house if you sell it and you want it retracked, so there's no financial loss like this.
But a sale is a sale. I understand for you, you know, you want to stay behind. For me, you know, I bought the house.
What should you do with that behemoth with trefa?
What should I do with the behemoth with trefa? I never bought it on this
you
pretense.
You sold the behemoth with trefa.
So you're saying there is a certain risk. Okay, so you say there is an element of risk. So have you assessed? You're saying a very valid point,
right.
And the Mishnah Melech, as we will soon see, mentions another point. But how do we assess who has to take the risk of it? Don't buy her. New information has come into light. You know, is it my loss or your loss? You know, these things happen.
But there is an element.
Who's the crisis?
Like buying a second-hand car, something goes wrong on top of it.
No, like. Yeah. So places would have a very similar cash over here. Someone buys it for you know, we can change part up to a second-hand car. Someone buys a car and he finds, you know, there's a big fault. He would not have purchased the car had he known this. Usually, he cannot rescind the sale. Imagine Mecca, I don't want to go into that. We're just going to the non-Saudi aspect. Can you pull out of the Mechir, say, based on the new information that's come into light, or a different case, you know, somebody purchases a car, and then a new law will pass, a new ULEZ law in Manchester, so, you know, if I would know that they would pass a new ULEZ law, I would never have purchased the car or something. You know, obviously, you cannot pull out a Mechir on this. So in which cases do you say you can pull out of a Mechir based on new information and non-Saudi, and when not? So the answer to this kasha, there's three Mahalchim in the Rishonim, and based on the three Mahalchim to answer to this kasha, there will be a big difference to our story of this Pinyan Petach Hamar, of this before over here. As Beis Hashem, we will see the differences between these three Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is the Tur, in Simon Reish Lamed, Hashemish Ba Simon Reish Lamed, brings down Rebbeinu Yena, and I'll read you the Lashon of the Tur. Aval, Halekeach Yain, someone buys wine. Aval Pish Omar, he said at the time of the purchase, Daiti Lahilichai Lemokin Ploini, I'm planning on buying this wine because I want to sell it somewhere else. The Huzal, Kaidim Shigel Shalom. In the meantime, the price dropped in the market where he's planning on selling it to. So he said, I'm planning on importing this wine in that country, and you know, hopefully to make over there a profit. In the meantime, the price of wine dropped. He cannot make a profit anymore, so he wants to pull out of here. Says the Tur HaMekach Kayim, the Mekach is Kayim. He cannot pull out. Shari Mekchay Mekach Gomer. Pretty much fair. Now the Tur asks, Afal Pi, this really tastes the kasha. Afal Pi Sha Moichir Al Das Lalis La Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Gemara tradition says that Moichir Das Lalis La Eretz Yisrael, the Lo Yachal Lalis, he was not able to go Mechre Bottle. The Mechir is going to be Bottle. The Moichir Belvader Mina. We only say this regarding to a Moichir when somebody is selling something. You can say that he only sold the Al Das Afal Pi Sha Moichir Mitaych Einus. Now, I'm not sure what these words mean. Someone who sells, he's selling because of a einus. We will hopefully soon understand. It is very known to everyone. It's very clear when someone sells something that he's only selling because he wants to move away. And when this new information has come to light, he wants to pull out of this sale. So the two of it brings down Hashem Rebbeinu Yena Teretz. There's a difference between Moicher, someone who's selling, and the Lekeach and a buyer. If the new information has come on the Moicher side, and the Moicher wants to pull out over here, he can tackle pull out over here. because the Gemara says he only sold it on these terms. But if a buyer has new information, the car has come to light, on the buyer side, the price of wine dropped, or the par became, he found the par has a hole in the lung, the trefa, the buyer cannot pull out. So the first mahalach over here, there's a difference between a moicher and a buyer. A moicher can pull out, and a buyer cannot pull out. Now, so obviously, going back to our Pidyon Petach Hamor story, because the Rav over here, who was the buyer, wants to pull out based on the fact that he was a Levi over here, therefore, according to this chat, you cannot be Mevatel Mechira. You can maybe sell it back to the farmer, but there's no Bittel Mechach Lemefreya, and at the time when the Bechor was born, it would definitely belong to the buyer, who was a Rav, who was a Levi, and therefore this Bechor would not be Kaddish B'Kiddush Player. This is the first Mahalach to be Me'ashar Tesis Kasha. There is a clear distinction between a Lekeach and a Moiter, between a seller and a buyer. Now, but the Nesivis in Reish Lamed is not very happy with this Mahalach, and the Nesivis has a different Mahalach. The Nesivis has a chilek between karka, immobile objects, land, and metaltalim, the regular things that you can move around. And the Nesivis explains the following chilek. He says, really, there's no real difference between karka and metaltalim, but all the Gemaras that say that you can do a bitl mekach, they're all speaking about karka. And the reason for this being, everybody knows, they don't manufacture land anymore. Whatever there is, this is what's there. And nobody wants to get rid of land unless he really has to. He needs, you know, he's dach of limkar, he's an onus, he needs the money, and therefore he's going to sell the land. So therefore it is very borrowed, as Siva said, there's a brirus. This is the key word. It's brirus, as Siva says. It is very evident, it's very borrowed, that a person who's selling land is only selling it under certain term, and if those things will not be able to pan out, he will not be able to move away, all these things, therefore he does not want to make a mechir. Only then do you say, when a person sells land, that it was an implied tonight, that if it won't happen, he's going to pull out a mechir. If it was wine, you know, even though the price of wine dropped in the place where he wants to import the wine to, perhaps he can sell the wine somewhere else, or he can store it until the following season. You know, there's definitely what to do. You have a few barrels of wine. It's not the end of the world. It is not borrowed. There's no brirus that a person purchased wine only al das hoki that this and this story is going to happen. It's true. His plan A was to import the wine in that place, and he said, "I'm buying the al das to be later in this month," and in fact, it didn't work out. But you know, for all these things, the mashal yain, metaltalim, there's always a plan B. When a person sells his house, there's no plan B. After plan A is zero, nothing.
It's in real estate business.
Very, very good. The point, the Pesach Tshuva does bring down this point, that if somebody is buying and selling the whole time, he's a seicher, based on this havan of here, the nesivus of here, there's no umdana regarding karka as well. Because the way the Nesivus explains, it's not a certain kedusha, a specialty in karka. It's just, we have to just make it very clear, it has to be borrowed to everyone, to all parties in this book here, the buyer and the seller, and everybody over here, has to be very, very borrowed, that's only done on these terms. So if somebody wants to flip, and he buys a house, he's hoping to flip it for a certain profit, even if the price of the market has not performed the way he would have wanted to, maybe his buyer pulled out, maybe he can hold on to it, he can find a different buyer. That's kind of the business that he is in. Basically, the Sivus over here, it's not necessarily karka versus metaltalim, rather, is it borrowed, that there was a clear, everyone understood or not. And therefore, based on the Sivus over here, even if we would have a metaltalim object, a moshel, a petech amar, which I think is very, very bar. Again, you can argue on me, this is my own svara, that it is very, very clear that when a rav of a shul in the lad is coming to buy a chamar, I don't think he has anything else to do with the chamar besides the pidyon petach chamar. He doesn't know how to feed the chamar even for 24 hours. And therefore, the only reason why when he says to buy petach chamar, you will not be able to say over here, you know, really, if it's not a pidyon petach chamar, maybe you can kind of do different mitzvahs with it or something. No, it really doesn't make sense. And therefore, based on the understanding of the Sivus up here, there will be certain metaltalim that will have a certain karka as well. Because it is not pinned to metaltalim versus karka, rather how borrow is it, how clear is it, that this mekach, that this transaction between us was done on these certain terms. And in this case, I believe, there would definitely be grounds over here to say that it was very clear he was only purchasing the chamor al das. What he said, he wants to do a petah chamor. There's no other plan Bs for somebody who buys a chamor over here.
Even though he's an expert, the Rav should have known the halacha. Makes no difference.
Okay, so you're saying a very, very good point. Maybe, you know, I was planning on saying it towards the end of the shiur, but because you already mentioned it over here, I'll bring a little bit forward over here. One could argue on this and says, you know, someone who didn't do his due diligence properly, and he should have found out that that Alevim are pturim from Patach Hamor, you, the Afsanat Amshay, it's called. You know, it's your own fault, your own loss. You should have found this out before. Yeah. If somebody would sell his house, Al Das to move to Eretz Yisrael, and then he would come back and says, no, I didn't know that Israel's in the Middle East and it's very warm there and it's too hard for me. You know, I don't think that would be a valid time to pull out, but it's not new information that came to light. You should have known where the location of Eretz Yisrael is on the map, and that it's much warmer than Europe. So it's true, one could argue, if that would be the case, that it was expected, it would be considered a pshia. Mitzad the buyer, they didn't research properly before he was getting into it, that a lady is going to be potter, that would definitely be a factor that you would have to take in. I personally feel, again, you can argue with my shikol das, you know, it's me against you kind of thing, that it's not a tain on a person who wasn't aware that a lady would be a bailus of a lady on the mother hamar would disqualify the bchor, the child, from being kadosh mikudshas the bchor. Unless you, again, if you feel there was a pshia mitzad the buyer that he should have known this before he kind of messed around with the mitzvah over here, in the harami, it's definitely information that has to be taken into consideration over here, but it's definitely a very valid point. The third mahalach that we have here, the Bibi Yashu Tesis Zakasha, the difference between the Gemara and Kiddushin and buying a parah, is the Mishnah Lamelech mahalach. The Mishnah Lamelech goes that he has with the following taina. It is true, the party that wants to rescind has a very valid grounds why they want to rescind. New information has come to light, and therefore they want to pull out from the contract that they have gone into earlier. But the shekenegdei, the other party, say over here, the meicher, will come and encounter claim and says, it's true, you have new information that has come to light that you want to pull out, but I entered this contract not caring about your own personal circumstances. I sold as an absolute material, and therefore I don't care about your... Why do we always view about Mr. A more than Mr. B, who is not interested in hearing all these excuses after? And the Mishnah Mela calls this, Einai Toile B'das Kein Levav. It's not only dependent on one party. There's two parties in this Bechir over here, and therefore we have to always view the Shekinegda, the other party, what that party feels as well. So how do we miyash the Gemara between Zavim Nichsei, Gemara and Kedushin, and Tesis Kasha and Parah? So the Mishnah Melech comes up with the following solution, the following Malach, and he says, if when we're going to rescind the Mechira, it will always go back, we will each revert to our original position that we had earlier, and then we can do a bitl Mechira, say if I buy if I sell a house, and I'll doubt that I'm going to move away. And even if we're going to rescind, we will each other party is going to revert back to the original position they were before. Meaning the seller will keep his house, and the buyer will keep the money that he had. So therefore, no damage was caused to any of the parties over here. In this case, you can say there was a non-sad, he was only done on certain terms. But in the case of Parah, someone buys a cow, and he shechts the cow, and he finds a hole in the lungs, and he comes back to the seller, please take back the carcass. So a moicher will say, yesterday I sold you a cow, and today you're giving me back, you know, a few kilo of meat. It's something totally different. Everybody's going to understand that if you purchase a bottle of Coke, and you open it and you drink some, and then you find out that there was a problem, you know, a problem could be mekathos. You have a reason why you want to do a bit on the bottle of Coke. You cannot give back a half a bottle of Coke and say, you know, and giving you back 50% of what I sold you to give you back half of the money that I paid you before. Because a half a bottle of Coke is a different product. It's something else entirely from a closed bottle of Coke. You know, you cannot sell this. So the Mishnah Lamelech Mahalach is, can each of the parties revert back to the original positions that they were earlier or not? Now, so based on this Mahalach over here, of the Mishnah Lamelech Mahalach over here, it would seem to be over here that also in the case of Bechor, just the ends of each party can just revert back to where they were earlier. The Meicher would get back his Chamor, and then the Meicher and the buyer will get back the money that he paid for the Chamor. So to be Mesakim, the three Malachim that we have the Tur, who brings on Rebbeinu Yoina, who holds there's a difference between Lekeach and a Meicher, between a buyer and a seller. The buyer can never pull out for sin from any mechir, for any kinyan that he went into. But we have the mahalik of the Nazivis, the way he explains Taisvis, and we have the Mishnah Melech mahalik, that would be Taila, it was very, very clear, if there would be damage caused to the other party if you would rescind from this car, from this mechir, from the sale over here. And according to the Nazivis and the Mishnah Melech over here, there's definitely a mocking to say that this Rav over here can pull down the sale of Mefreya as well, and he never purchased the Chamar in the first place. And therefore, the true owners of this donkey, Bishas, the Leda, the Bechor, was the Meicher, who was a regular Yisrael. And therefore, the Bechor is Kaddish, Bekdushas Bechor over here. But we definitely have a Mechleikis. In this case, it would be a Mechleikis between these two opinions, how to paskin over here.
Which,
sorry?
So
we're saying over here, based on the Torah's mahalik, the animal lost its chance of being a Bechor, because at the time when the animal was born, when the Kedushas Bechor should have been cut, it belonged to a buyer who was a lady, and therefore it kind of disqualified the Bechor from being cut of the Kedushas Bechor. But according to the other two mahalik, the Sivis and Mishnah Lamel, the way they understand places in Sukkot, then therefore we would rescind them a Freya, the true owners at the time of the Leda, of the donkey, was the Meicher, who was the Yisrael, and therefore the animal was maybe cut of the Kedushas Bechor, they could still go ahead with the whole ceremony and make the bracha and all that, and make the whole Kedushas Bechor. But there would be a Mechleikus over here on the geder of this donkey over here, based on these three malachim that we have mentioned over here, which I see we still have two more minutes. Just want to just cram this in if we can, which is pretty much what you're asking. I think this is what you're trying to bring out. You know, so what do we do here? Can we go ahead with the player or not? There's Tur who says one way, and we have Mishnah Melech and Stevens who say others. There is a concept in Cheshen Mishpat that we often hear, Kimli. Which is called Kimli. What Kimli pretty much in short means that even there's two opinions, and I'm entitled to follow my opinion of choice. Now, is this just a Cheshen Mishpat? Is this a true thing that Kimli says we are really paskin halacha is this way, I paskin in this way? Now, in Hilchas Shabbos, you won't be able to say Kimli, you know, I paskin like the Ramah in this case, or like Rabbeinu Yehuda or the Taz. You know, you can't choose in Hilchas Shabbos the way you want to paskin. There's a clear Messiah how we paskin. In Cheshen Mishpat, is it just a right to follow, meaning you cannot be mighty for me? Because, you know, Kimli, perhaps I follow this is my opinion of choice, or Kimli means I'm generally entitled to paskin that this is the halacha in this way.
The difference is whether you can make a bracha.
And the Kamina would be over here in the Gabbay of Bracha of Bechor, because when we're coming to Kimli, this is a Cheshen Mishpat jargon, Kimli. Can we use this regarding Isurim, regarding Yeridea, regarding Bechor? Can you say, Kimli, we have a Yeridea Shiloh here, which is sitting on the basis of a Cheshen Mishpat Shiloh. So can you say in the Yeridea part, you know, in the Isurim part, you know, Kimli, like this opinion, and what would be if the Moisher, the seller, would say, would be kind of a difficult man, because Kimli, I want to pass them like those opinions that the animal still belongs to me, and I want to make a bracha. Would the seller be entitled to say, Kimli, no, I want to follow this opinion. This would seem to be, would it be on the Chlekis of Kuntras Svegis and Sivis, have to understand Kimli and the Sugim of Tokfei Kain, we've seen. Is it just a right to follow, or it's a genuine Achra? And therefore, we can use it also the Gabi Surim, and even though I want to now go ahead and make a bracha on my Chor Asher, Kedishonim, and Taisa, you know, with Shem Hashem, Shem Malchus, I can still say, no, Kimli like that opinion, therefore, I can even make a bracha on this. It's not just a right of a Moitzim Chavel of Raya, you cannot be Moitzim of me because of this. I just want to finish off before we end off over here, that Bizman Hazen, what we spoke about earlier, today with everything is very, very heavily regulated with lawyers and contracts and TR1s, and you complete an exchange, the Peskin do bring down a sword. If somebody does sell karka today, Bizman Hazen, 2025, and he received money and he signed off on his TR1 and it's kind of sold, there is the concept of Mechila, that he knew that he could not pull out the Mizrahi anymore, even if new information will come to light. And therefore, the Gemara in Kiddushin that says that even though somebody sells Al-Taita L'mezik L'Arad Yisrael, Al-Das is going to move away and has not panned out the way he wanted to, he can pull out. His man is there, you cannot pull out because you knew when you signed on that TR1, you knew it's kind of, there's no way out, there's point of no return, and there's no way how to be Mevatel Mekach over here. Another point, which is very, very relevant over here, this whole shiur that we've been saying over here is only if someone wants to pull out on genuine terms, that this is really what happened, and this is really the reason why he wants to pull out. But if someone just wants to use new information that comes to light as an excuse, maybe he might be able to pull this off in Beis Din, but there's still the concept of Simon Reish Dal, the Cheshmish Bat of Mechuser Emona, the Gemara Darshan's on him, Tzedek, that not only should your measurements be accurate, Hein Tzedek, when you say yes, A word is a word, and if you know the reason why you're pulling that out of here is just, you know, using this as an excuse to pull out, so you might be able to pull a fast one. Nevertheless, it's still the concept of mechuser emuna, and once you sold something, it's kind of, you have to keep to your word and go ahead. And we shall all be zayta to bracha and tzlacha and chomas together.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm sure the rob was a massive right town.
So what do you feel? You feel it would be
you can't be a town that's not a rob in a town like Elad. It's like too safer. The other thing is, by going retrospective,